I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from downtown Grand Rapids. We got a new home over here at WFGR 98.7. Appreciate you tuning in. Barbecue Bob and I are still at the microphone and having a little bit of fun. Later in this segment, we're going to talk to a guy that he met up at Lake Superior Brewing Company up in Grand Marais. That's going to be kind of a cool little interview. But before we get started on that, I played with a little bit of fish during this COVID time off myself. And, you know, salmon is not one of your favorites, I know. And it's not my favorite on the grill either. But
I do it right. I like
it. Yeah.
If I'm controlling it or if somebody really good is doing it, I like it.
Yeah. So what I did is I tried to do it on a skewer. I like skewers in the summer. They're easy. You can get, they're colorful. You got all the fresh vegetables. But the marinade is what I really want to talk about because it was pretty simple, but it was really, really tasty. I've got equal parts of maple syrup and Dijon mustard, and I use the grainy kind because I like the mustard seed, just the texture of it.
Yep.
And then I add a tablespoon of rosemary and the same amount, a tablespoon of lemon juice, and then a tablespoon of soy sauce. That was my marinade.
Sounds good.
Yep. And so you got maple syrup, Dijon, spices, and then some soy sauce. Just put the salmon in there. I cut it up in little, like, 2-inch chunks, right?
Yep.
As thick as it was.
Yep.
It was that square. Let it set in there for maybe just an hour is okay. All, because fish is pretty delicate. It doesn't need a lot of marinade, but I wanted to get that flavor on there. And then I just put it on a hot grill. You know, put those on a skewer, put my onion and my pepper, and I even used a little zucchini on that. It was kind of pretty, you know, if you use the colored peppers. And you just grill that thing, you know, maybe just 5 minutes until that salmon turns opaque,
right,
and it's ready to go. And, man, they were tasty. Just that simple little marinade. And it was real. It tasted like summer. You know, it was just really good with the mustard and the sweet and the, you know, it's kind of cool.
And so, I think if you leave them on too long, they're going to fall off the skewer.
Right. Exactly. You know what? And like shrimp, if you turn them too often, they will break apart. You can double skewer if you want to, and that holds them together a little bit. But I did them single and just rolled them one time. With that hot grill like that, you leave the cover down. It kind of cooks them all the way through anyway. So.
And how'd Lisa like it?
She loved it. She loved it. And she said, would you do it again sometime? I said, sure, you know, so we're going to get her going. But
nice.
But speaking of fish, you met a guy up north, and you were talking about his whitefish, too.
Yeah, went to Grand Marais, which we went to a couple years ago. I was thinking it was last year, but it was the year before, actually. My wife corrected me. Imagine that. And I've driven across the UP my entire life, and my dad was hell-bent on getting over to iron country, copper country, and that's where our family farm is, and Lake Ogebic, and that's just where we always went. And with a carload of kids, you didn't stop at a lot of tourist attractions on the way over. But I always saw the sign for Grand Marais, and for some crazy reason, had never ventured up there. It's 25 miles off of M28, and it's the best 25 miles you could drive. And the best part is, when we're pulling into town, a great big black bear ran across the road right in front of me.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, it was a monster, and he was hauling. He's experienced crossing M77 or M88, whatever that is, enough that he knows to move. And that was so cool because I said, bear! And my wife looks up. She goes, where? It's like right there. It was right. I could have hit it if I wouldn't have hit the brakes.
Yeah, well, you don't want to do that.
No, for a lot of reasons.
Right.
But I think we should take a listen. I recorded this on my iPhone, so I apologize if the audio is not as good as it could have been. We were trying to socially distance for some reason. And so he was a little far away from the microphone. Listen in. This is Chris Sarver, the owner of Superior Brewing and the Dune Saloon. He also owns a vineyard and makes wine out in Oregon. So the guy knows his stuff. He spends his summers here. Any winners in Oregon. That's not a bad life.
No, good gig if you can get it, man.
Yeah, let's listen in.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob. We are up in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It's called Grand Marais, and we're fixing to have some whitefish that, well, let's just say I sped all the way here from Lowell, Michigan, so that I could get some of this whitefish. And we're talking to the owner, Chris Sarver. And I called him in advance to let him know we were coming up, and I wanted to make sure he kept a couple pieces of whitefish for me. Welcome to the Grilling Guys show, Chris.
Glad to be here.
Well, my wife and I stopped here last year, and we had a couple beers, and then we ordered whitefish. And the beer was phenomenal, and the whitefish was, I mean, we were speechless. So it was our goal to make sure we came here again this year because we want to go to Munising also. Anyway, you brew your own beer.
We brew usually a pale ale, stout, brown, some lighter beers, couple reds, and everything in between.
Yeah.
We did a beautiful Kolsch.
Did you?
Recently, yes. Really?
Well, the beer menu looked very similar to last year, and I tried several of them last year. Your IPA is stellar. It's just beautiful. You know,
that's a light IPA.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's
a 5%er.
5%er?
Yeah, that's a very light, trying to get the full body, full hop, with a lighter alcohol.
So you can still drive your boat home.
Yeah, you can drink a few of them with a boat.
Yeah, well, that's a great idea. Now, in this stinking China lockdown we're in, you're serving everything outside.
Yeah, we're working it with the coronavirus as best we can.
Yeah.
We went outside where the weather's nice.
Right.
We'll probably put a few tables inside when it gets bad and do takeout, but we're giving it our best safety that we can muster.
So if people are coming up from the Mackinac Bridge, what would you recommend the best way to get here?
I like to come through Curtis area.
Okay.
Although you don't see Curtis. It's 115, US 2. So you follow the shoreline on US 2, look at the lake a little, and then come up 115, catch M28. Over to Sini, and then we're 25 miles north on M77.
Yeah, this town, I don't know, what's the population of Grand Marais, do you think?
It's been 500 forever. It doesn't change. They die as fast as they come in.
Again, we're talking to Chris Sarver. Tell us, it's Superior Brewing Company, right?
It's the Dune Saloon at the Lake Superior Brewing Company.
Okay, the Dune Saloon.
It's always been the Dune Saloon.
Oh.
So we didn't want to leave that name behind.
Nice.
So we added it together.
Nice.
It was a marriage.
Well, our listeners are beer snobs, and I don't recommend breweries unless they really know what they're doing. And your brewer really knows what he's doing. We had quite a few beers last year, and we're fixing to have quite a few today. And I'm not afraid to order any one of them. So that's the best compliment I can give you, other than your whitefish is the best I've ever had. And I'm 63. I've had a lot of whitefish.
I'm with you on the whitefish and the beer.
Okay.
Highly recommended by owner.
Well, we're going to put some Grillin' Guys stickers on your doors, and that's a seal of approval. If you come up to the UP, you have to come to Grand Marais and go to the Dune Saloon and say hi to Chris and his staff. They're throwing down up here, and the shoreline is just drop-dead gorgeous. So thanks for joining the Grillin' Guys, Chris.
Anytime.
Bob, it sounds like you had some great beer, great whitefish, and met another great restaurateur. Kind of cool if this is a season to go up to the UP, and it's a great place to join us. But coming up next, we're going to do a little campfire cooking on the Great Lakes. Stick with us. We'll be back. Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.